house, wanted mad house, whoa, wanted mad house, yeah, wanted mad house, yeah, wanted mad house, wanted mad house, whoa, wake up with us early in the morning, turn it up, we got something for the yawning, no limit, Larry, Larry, mad, you get the picture, wanted mad house for breakfast, we in the kitchen, wanted mad house, wanted mad house, whoa. What the f*** wrong with Burpee, it's something they can't fix, incognito in the kitchen with the mix, loud in your neighborhood, waving hey to you, Jessica coming with the nosy neighbor new, are you dumb, we the biggest, hope you playing it smart, good morning, Charlotte, man, we came to tell the city apart, whoa, wanted mad house, yeah, wanted mad house, yeah, wanted mad house, wanted mad house, whoa, wanted mad house, yeah, wanted mad house, yeah, wanted mad house, wanted mad house, whoa.
All right, out of the AWPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and IB. No Limit Larry, the morning madhouse, clocking in, boy, today to the inside of the madhouse. Yeah, we're clocking in at about 67 degrees. We're going to be dealing with cloud cover all day long. Pop-up showers in and around the area. Not too many powerful thunderstorms like yesterday. Woo, well, that thing was crucial outside yesterday. But it's going to keep temperature down. We're going to reach 74 degrees, and that's where we're going to top out today. 74 with cloud cover, pop-up showers in and around the area. Waking up to some wet streaks, bust. Stop. Side out there this morning. They're going to be all right out there. That bus stop this morning. You can send them on out now. In the madhouse with me this morning. Y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl that dope.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces. And this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What up with it though, Miss Jeff?
Ain't nothing. How you doing?
I'm good. How was your night?
Wonderful.
All right. Also in the madhouse with me this morning. Y'all say what up to comedian Bobby.
I say good morning.
Statesville.
Good morning.
Mooresville.
Good morning.
Monroe.
Good morning.
Charlotte, America.
Good morning.
What up, Bert?
What's happening?
How was your night last night?
Everything was copacetic.
Yeah, man. I checked out that basketball game. Like, well, if you can call it that. But them Boston Celtics wasn't playing last night. Why? Yeah. Jason Tatum came out on a mission. He was on one last night. I don't know who told that boy he was light-skinned and ugly, but he played like he was light-skinned and ugly last night. He went off. He went off. Yeah, he went off. Series tied 2-2. So if you fell asleep on that one last night, I mean, you probably could have went to sleep at halftime and figured that Boston was going. Yeah, he figured Boston was going to hold on to win this one last night. It was pretty crucial. So that series tied 2-2. Big game tonight in Dallas as Golden State trying to pull out the broom on the Dallas Mavericks. That's going to be a good one tonight.
Sweepity sweep.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a very physical game tonight. Yes. I think that dunk. I think it was the Andrew Wiggins dunk that did it. That and the Steph Curry 3 in the corner when he turned around and licked his tongue out of at his own bench.
And said night-night.
And said night. No, this was the
not that one.
Yeah. Not that one. But yeah. It's going to be a good. But I think it's going to be a good game. But I think Golden State going to go in here and put a broom out and get some rest and get ready for these NBA finals. Let's go, Chef Curry, with the pot. We need that foe for the foe. That's what we need, that foe for the foe. All right, let's get it kicked off this morning. Hey, let me tell y'all something. Before we kick it off with today's inspirational power word of the morning, boy, Jesus, God, and Jay-Z has blessed us today. We got It's a Ticket Tuesday in the madhouse.
Dude.
If it's going on in the city, we got tickets for it. How about that? We're going to let you know everything that's popping off coming up inside the madhouse. Pastor R.J. Davis from Nature's Ford Community Church.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. Did you know the space shuttles have a guidance system that only kicks in when it's several miles up in space? You know, God's guidance system is much like this. It kicks in when you're in motion. See, you can't move with God while staying stuck where you are. That means you must get off the launching pad. The Bible says that by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. See, when you follow God, you'll go out not knowing as much as you'd like. But there comes a point when you must move in the direction that God is pointing. Will you have unanswered questions and unspoken concerns? Absolutely. But that is why we walk by faith and not by sight. Doing so keeps you close to God and dependent on Him. It also helps you remember where all the credit belongs. So today, get off the launching pad and get moving and remember to trust God's guidance. I'm Pastor RJ Davis, and this has been your moment of inspiration on Power 98.
You know what time it is inside the madhouse. Yeah, 6 o'clock. You know what happens at 6 o'clock. 67 degrees, 74 is your high for the day, and it's time for that madhouse question of the day.
Let's talk about who? What? Let's talk about. Let's talk about who? What? Let's talk about.
All right, madhouse question of the day is pretty simple today. What's your preference? Hard or soft pretzels? I was going to say tacos, but pretzels.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good one, too.
Mm.
Give me the soft pretzels, though. Especially from Burger's favorite spot, Aunt Anna's.
What?
Aunt Anna's. Yes. Would you like some, cinnamon on your pretzel? Yeah, give me a soft pretzel, though.
Mmm.
Burger, would you like some cinnamon on your pretzel?
Let's see. I'd probably go with soft. I like both.
You do?
I like both. Mm. So this one is pretty hard for me.
They're not the ones I use. The soft ones, like with the flavoring on it, like the cinnamon and the sugar. And
no,
that.
I'll go in there and buy myself a buy myself a bag of pretzels.
A whole bag,
Or like the pretzel sticks and things like that. Yeah,
it depends on the moment.
Yeah.
Like, cause if I'm just snacking, then I do the little soft pretzels. I'm at the hard pretzels. You know, you get them in a little bag and you can eat them like potato chips. But if I'm at the mall or something. I go to Auntie Hands. All they got is soft pretzels.
Yes.
I hate you so much. So much. I don't think you understand how bad.
I will get in on this, Miss Jessica.
Go to our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at Just Burpee, or leave it on our voicemail 704-227-8780.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all know,
man, these folks got to get his No cap.
After 15 years, Rick Ross is looking for a new record label. The Maybach Music CEO revealed that he's leaving his current home, Epic Records, and is fielding some huge offers from other labels, including his former Def Jam. Ross says that he's not in any rush to make a decision, so we will see where he ends up. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie!
Lola Blair, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B on the way to your radio. You know how it goes down. Coming up at 6:40, it's a Teen Talk Tuesday. It's a new teen trend going down. We're going to let y'all know about, man. Watch out with your teens, and maybe your teens can tap in and tell you about, you know, what's going on with this new trend. And your Madhouse question of the day, hashtag MHQOTD. What was it today, Ms. Jessica?
Today we're asking you, which would you rather, hard or soft pretzel?
I said I like the soft.
I just don't like the way he answered it.
You hush, Aunt Annis. You going back over there and get you some prayers.
You don't want to take either one. I like both.
Right. You like them hard and tough?
Let's see.
I was asking about the pretzels.
What is the way he said it?
I know.
Oh, my gosh. Y'all, grow up.
It depends on the moment. If you're snacking at the house, cold, chilling. I'm like, I ain't never seen nobody just at the house eat soft pretzels.
I do.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. They sell them in the frozen food aisle.
Oh, they do?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't know that. I seen the little pretzel sticks. Like, my kids be eating the pretzel sticks.
They sell the soft tacos.
It is Taco Tuesday. It is Taco Tuesday.
They sell the soft pretzels in the frozen section of the supermarket. They come in a little black box.
You gotta warm them up?
Yeah, you put them in the oven and warm them up.
Oh.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. Told us something new. All right, how do we get in on this?
Go to our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at Just Burpee, or you can always leave it on our voicemail 704-227-8780.
Ain't no contenders. It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98, Charlotte's number one plug for hip hop and R&B.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. It's a Tuesday inside the madhouse. Tuesday at 6:40. Every Tuesday at 6:40. We're talking to our teens, man. It's a Teen Talk Tuesday.
Teen talk, teen talk, teen talk, teen talk. Might not understand her. Yeah, we ain't talk, we talk. Teen talk, teen talk, teen talk, teen talk. The brand new platform. It's the plug, you know how we rock.
This how we rock, man. T-Talk Tuesday being brought to you by Pigeon Forge. But them teens want to go to Pigeon Forge? Log on to power98fm.com for your chance to win an exciting trip to Dollywood and Pigeon Forge. The prize package includes 3 nights of lodging, passes to Dollywood, and more. power98fm.com. All right, so it's a new trend going around that we wanted to let parents know about, to talk with your teens about, talk with your little ones about, because this one in particular has been causing deaths across the United States, with the latest coming out of California. So what happens is somebody, you know, it's always scammers out there. They always scamming for something. They always trying to get you to send $800 for $260. You know, they always trying to get you to send money for something. Or they going to give you $5,000 for this and stuff like this. So what happened was a teenager was online and got contacted by somebody who posed as a girl. Sent him a nude photo and asked him to send one in return. When the teen sent one in return, they demanded $5,000 from the teenager. Crazy, right? Mm-hmm. So they demanded $5,000 from the teenager. The teenager, you know, of course said, I ain't got $5,000 to send you, but please do not expose me and send this photo out. So the teen settled on sending this person $150. Sent the scammer $150, and then the scammer came back and said that wasn't enough. Mm. So he kept, you know, the scammer kept going after him and saying that he was going to expose him and put his nude photo out there, to the point that the teenager actually committed suicide. Mm. So they said this is a trend that is targeting teenagers on Instagram, on Facebook, on Snapchat, and things of that nature. So if you are a teen and people been hitting you up, whether male or female, might be a female and a male is trying to get you to, you know, trying to say they want to date you, and you don't know this person, you ain't never met this person, you got to be very, very careful online. You know what I mean? We tell teens about this all the time, but it's just getting worse, because this is a new type of scam. They get you to expose yourself and then threaten to expose you to everybody if you don't send them money. So if you have experienced something like this, they tell you to report it to authorities immediately, so they can get to tracking and tracing and trying to track down these people who are responsible. Because we don't need to lose no more teenagers' life behind this. This was a very, very sad story coming out of California. Said he actually spoke to his mom before he went to bed, and she said when she went in his room the next morning to get him ready for school that he had committed suicide. This is crazy. People be trying to scam y'all. People be hitting y'all in DMs and trying to scam y'all with stuff.
All the time.
Of course.
Yes. What was the latest scam you got, one of y'all?
I need some money to get my Instagram account back. Something like that.
Oh, yeah. They hit me with that one, too. I was like, oh, yeah. Bet. Block.
I was like, word, for real?
Block. I think that's the best thing to do. Like, if somebody hits you up, you know, even if they're, you know, I mean, I think this one for teenagers is, you know, they trying to holler at them. Like this particular person said that she was girl, she was interested in him, and then sent him some new photos. If somebody's popping off at you like that, whether you're a teenager or not, you need to just go ahead and block them. Because that's the new scam right there. Like, they trying to send nudes and trying to get you to send nudes.
I be running a conversation with them.
You be talking to them?
I be like, yeah, so how come you got to pay to get your account back? Send me a picture to let me know it's really you.
Mm. See, that's when they be stealing your information. You doing all that back and forth. So it's just best not to go. It's best not to go back and forth with them at all. Once you discover like that is spam, I just say go ahead and block it. Cause you got your account stolen before, right?
I did, man. Why you bring that up?
because we're talking about scamming. Do you think it was from a spam mail or a scam mail or something like that?
It could have been. Yeah, I honestly don't know.
From you going back and forth with these people?
No, I wasn't going back and forth then.
Oh. But you don't
know. Someone just wanted your users.
Yeah.
They wanted the amount of users that you had.
Yeah.
Because they completely changed
his
page into their
photos off. Yeah.
it is now like their page. They just wanted his followers.
Yeah, it's an Indian guy now. Burp is an Indian guy.
rapper.
He's an Indian rapper?
Mm-hmm. He's a rapper.
I hate Instagram and heard nothing from him.
Yeah. Well, you know, Instagram never got rid of the page that was mocking me.
Because you got mocked.
Somebody was taking my pictures and pretending to be me.
That happens a lot.
They never shut it down. They sent me back a message saying that they don't see that they did anything inappropriate.
Instagram for
me. I'm like, what?
It's not me.
That's not me.
One of my friends actually sent me a screenshot of the guidelines that Instagram has and says that you cannot impersonate someone else on Instagram. Right. Like, Instagram, that's what they're doing.
Yeah, fake, bro.
Right.
That's and crazy. I wouldn't have, pictures, but they actually had pictures of my young family members and videos of my young family members up there. I didn't like that.
Yeah. And I had it happen to a friend of mine. They stole her page like that. And the way they was pretending to be her. And I was like, wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy. But just be careful online, especially teens. It's a new scam going around where they, like I said, they try to get you to send new photos to them. And then once you send them a new photo, they demand money. If you don't give them money, then they threaten to expose you to the world. It's crazy. All right, man, it's Teen Talk Tuesday inside No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. It's time to let y'all shine.
Shining from a mile. Queen City put the shine on the crown. Hey, shout out everybody out in Boston. Huh, you know we gotta shine, big flossing. Hey, I wanna send a shout out to my people out handling the business. Real. I'ma tell the whole city that you. My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Yes, I'd like to wish Caden Addison, Augustine Christian School, Ty and Brody Coulter of the Flock Preschool. That's some of y'all.
Power 98, good morning. Who you letting shine?
I'm letting my daughter Faith Moore shine. She got accepted in the study abroad program, and she's over in Rome as we speak. I want to shout out Faith Moore. Love you, babies.
Good morning. You got somebody you want to let shine?
Yes, I want to let Matthew's Charter Academy kids shine. They take their EOGs this morning.
All right, Miss Jessica's on the way with you. You know what's coming up. Miss Jessica got to know the neighbor news, dropping at 7:24 with your chance to get them tickets to check out Teddy Payne, a.k.a. Teddy Pin Her Ass Down. T-Pain live this Friday night at the Fillmore.
Let it shine.
I'm gonna let it shine.
We have what the other stations haven't been giving you.
Big energy.
Big energy. Big music. With Power 98.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News. Quickie.
Y'all know.
Man, these folks got to hit his shit. No cap.
I've got your Nosy Neighbor News. I got updates on Young Thug and Gunna and what's going on with their cases. When is Lil Baby's album dropping? Got details on that. And this rapper had a very, very scary experience here in South Carolina.
Kodak Black.
Okay.
You got it?
All right, find out who it is and what happened coming up in your Nosy Neighbor News next.
I want to know what it is.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
What the hell is going on here?
neighbors. It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your Nosy Neighbor News for Tuesday, May 24th. The bond hearing for Young Thug has been delayed. His hearing will now take place in June after prosecutors allege that his lawyer is having a conflict of interest in the case. According to prosecutors, his attorney represented another defendant in the RICO case against Young Thug. Now, Steele says that he never represented the other defendant. Young Thug's new bond hearing date is now June 2nd. Gunna has been denied bond. His trial has been set for January of 2023. This means that he will sit in jail for another 6 months. Prosecutors argued that Gunna is one of the shot callers for this YSL gang. Gunna pled not guilty to all alleged involvement in the RICO charges. After a nearly fatal experience on an airplane, Fetty Wap is thanking his fans for their support. The rapper was on a plane in South Carolina, Charleston, South Carolina, when it lost engine power mid-flight. Fetty posted a video of the moment and let fans know that he did successfully get on another plane and made it to his destination. Lil Baby took to Twitter with a cryptic message. He wrote 7?22. Now, we know that that's not his birthday because that's in December. Fans can only assume that he is teasing the release of his new album. After a 24-hour ban was placed on his Instagram account back in March, Kanye West has been completely silent until now. He posted a potential new design for the McDonald's packaging with a caption that says that he's teaming up with one of the industrial designers to reimagine McDonald's packaging in an Instagram story that said, "Next week is the fries." Neither Kanye nor McDonald's have confirmed this collaboration. Happy birthday to Patti LaBelle. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Calm Down Burpee.
Patti!
Nosy Neighbor News. Oh.
Jessica,
the neighborhood.
Power 98.
Keep it tapped in and No Limit Larry in the morning madhouse. Coming up at 7:40 a.m. It's the hottest hashtag on IG. Find out why Larry's mad. Only on Power 98.
No Limit Larry, the morning madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Y'all know what time it is inside the madhouse. It is 7:40 and it's time for the hottest hashtag on Instagram. Hashtag Larry May.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. I'm mad. Are you mad, man?
I'm mad.
Are we mad, man? I'm mad.
Okay, hashtag Larry Mad, hashtag I know you freaking lying, hashtag ain't no way, boss. United Airlines employee. Oh, first of all, we're going to get into an argument with the customer. I thought y'all said that the customer was always right. Well, this United Airlines employee got into an argument with a customer, and video shows that the airline employee got a little aggressive. And as he got aggressive, the customer got aggressive. And he hit him with a 1-2-3-4-5 Floyd Mayweather knockout combination. Boy, he knocked that boy down the bagging thing. You know the thing where they take your bags at? Where they put your bags on the plane? Huh? What you call it? The pulling convoy thing. He knocked that man down the bagging thing, Jessica. First of all, I don't know what this whole argument started over, but at some point, somebody got to calm down. And it seems like we always tell police officers, hey, y'all need to de-escalate the situation. This United Airlines employee should have de-escalated the situation before he got his ass de-escalated down that bagging thing. Because he got knocked down the bagging thing. Clear. It's a cleanup on aisle 3. Somebody go get that man off the bag of things. They about to ship him to Mexico right now. Boy, he hit that boy so hard. Knocked him down. Cud got back up. He was woozy. He ain't know where he was at. He said, "You want some more? You want some more?" But here is what I'm really mad about. They arrested the customer. He, to me, y'all saw the video. It could be me. But it looks like to me the customer was defending himself. And you have a right to protect your personal space and defend yourself, don't you? Now, they said a United Airlines employee was terminated from United Airlines. However, he wasn't arrested. Why does the customer got to get arrested? I ain't going to say that the customer is a black man and the United Airlines employees ain't black. I ain't going to even say that. But the black man in the situation went to jail. The moral of the story is, make sure your bag ain't over 50 pounds. Boy, he beat the mess out of that man. Why he knocked the man down the bag of thing, Burpin Johnson?
That's a former NFL player.
Oh, that's what he is?
Beat the liquids out of his ass.
They beat the liquids out. Not the liquids, Burpin. He beat him down to 3.5 ounces.
Boy, listen.
But listen.
Beat him down to travel side.
He beat him down to travel side. He made him a carry-on. Hey, listen. Y'all leave people alone in these airports. Man, I don't know what's going on at the airports and what's going on these flights. Y'all got to calm down out here, man. Y'all, everybody need a chill pill. Go eat an edible and just be quiet. How about that? Hit the hashtag and see what else I've been mad about. Hashtag Larry Mad. Boy, he beat him down the bag of thing.
No Limit Larry. It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Is that a little Larry?
Yes, yes.
Everybody knows Larry.
Yes, and back
in the morning.
Right there. Man, that crazy as hell.
On Power 98, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
Y'all know what time it is. It's time to get Burpee's thoughts.
Good morning, Larry and Jessica.
Good morning.
Welcome to Tuesday.
Yep.
No adult will be left behind. Today is more, it's not necessarily a class, it's more like a tutorial.
Okay.
Because one thing I'm sick of people not knowing how to do things correctly. And the first thing we have to know how to do correctly is play spades. You got to do it right. Know which cards are which, first of all, before you deal them out. The big joker is the one that has the big picture, not the one that says guarantee. That was an argument a while ago. That was a big deal a while ago. Guarantee is the manufacturing company that you send the cards back to if they get damaged.
Actually, the big joker is the one we wrote Big Joke on.
Shut up. It's the one that's the big picture.
If it got big joke,
you're doing it wrong.
Then that's what it is.
Use the pen to keep score. Stop writing on my cards.
Now we're going to write them cards.
Then the order of the cards are Big Joker, Little Joker, Two of Spades, Ace of Spades, and it goes down from there. The aces are the high cards in each suit. It goes from the king is after the ace of spades, queen, all that. You take out the two of club and the two of heart, or the two of club and the two of diamonds, just because you don't want to be racist. You take one of the black cards out, you take one of the red cards out, so you're not racist in the situation. The first hand bids itself. Do we all agree?
Yes.
Jessica?
Sure.
Do you play spades?
What?
You do? I know, I've never seen you play spades. That's why I asked.
Just went to an HBCU. Of course he plays spades.
First of all, I believe I beat you. Leslie and I beat you.
Oh, calm down.
You did. Had to sleep out.
Yeah, I think so.
Him and his partner from Concord.
I'm about to say, and we know exactly why we lost that again.
Don't question if I play spades.
Carl came up talking all that big boy noise.
Yeah, he got
Don't one. Come to the spades table. That's another rule. Don't come to the spades table if you don't know what you're doing. You got to understand, the spades table is sacred ground. It gets competitive. Families have broken up over spades games.
So have couples.
So that's a family.
No, not necessarily.
Wait, what?
People have denounced children because of spades games. I almost denounced my kids because they didn't want to learn how to play. I said, you got to get out of my family.
It was the white in them.
They got to go to the... We got to switch to these black schools so y'all know. I knew how to play spades when I was 10 years old. Ladies, you teach your kids how to play spades?
No, man. They don't know how to play no spades.
They don't?
Nah.
Really?
I'm teaching my daughter, though.
You taught your little... Jessica, was it a rule in your house that the females couldn't play card games? I've heard that before. I've heard my cousins, my aunts and uncles have said that the women in their family can't play cards. And I'm like, that's dumb.
Hey, but Colt, you in.
It's the white in them, Justin.
Yeah, because there's a rite of passage in my house that we had to learn.
Okay. Have y'all gotten in big arguments over Space Game?
Your family? Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Listen, all you got to do is you know that you can't cut your partner. What? What you say, Larry?
I ain't say that. Go ahead.
I'm finna fight you, Larry. It's a rule. It's levels to it. You cannot cut your partner.
Leave it there. Come on, teacher.
Get out of there. Y'all make me think I'm giving people the rundown.
Turn into a conversation.
It's real.
For $5.
Yeah.
And those for breakfast thoughts. Think about it.
Trying to hook somebody up with these tickets to check out Monarch.
Good morning.
What's up with it? Who this here?
Danielle.
All right, Danielle, you got four songs in Cognito played in the mix.
Yeah.
Let me get them.
Okay, I got what you mean by Day-Day, Stoner by Young Thug, Rocking a Cardigan in Atlanta by Little Shorty Scott, and Rover 2.0 by Black Boy JB featuring 21 Savage.
That's what it is. Win.
Putting you live in the Monarch Room, VIP style, this Saturday. You all the way in the building, courtesy of West Station, baby.
97.9, the power.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all know.
Man, these folks got to hit his no cap.
All right, Sherry Shepherd just released the trailer for her new talk show. It's going to be called Sherry, and it is debuting this September. It shows Sherry at a photo shoot and rehearsals preparing for the upcoming debut. Now, the talk show is being built as a comedic take on pop culture and entertainment. Is going to be executive produced by John Murray. She's going to inherit about 80% of Wendy Williams' old production team. So if you all want to check out that trailer for her new show, Sherry, and get this whole story, go to our website, power98fm.com. I have it waiting for you there. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News quickie.
I want to know what it is. Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie.
Representing the local flavor.
Nobody plays more local hits.
North side, east side, west side.
This is the plug for local music. This is your Power 98.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Usually the next big thing about this time, but the next big thing was, it was a little dirty for your ears. So we wanted to make sure that.
I can't even believe that they would try to put that over on us.
Yeah.
The nerve.
It started out good. It was clean at first, and then it went left. I guess they forgot to clean up the whole song.
All the way left.
Yeah, they cleaned up the first half of the first verse, and then the rest was third. Okay. Where that group at? That group ain't been around here in a minute.
What group are you talking about?
DALA, where they at? They got a song. We should drop, since we play independent artists on Tuesdays, I feel like we still should play an independent artist song.
What kind of mood you in? It's kind of gloomy outside, Larry.
You know when them clouds low.
People be laid up.
They be laid up. I think this kind of mood I'm in today.
You know what, Bert? I've been out here, and I've been having this regular old boring ass sex. I'm trying to do something different.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Don't worry, Jess. I got it.
Told my man I want something different, bro.
Tell him to do this.
I'll tie you up. 'Cause, girl, we won't be making love. Tonight it won't be no romance. These pills got me extra enhanced.
Oh, snap.
We having disrespectful sex.
Disrespectful sex?
I'm talking disrespectful sex.
I'm not mad at that.
We having disrespectful sex.
Well, what exactly does this entail?
I'm talking disrespectful sex.
Okay, I'm listening.
Lie. Bite me, fight me, hit me, kick me, don't love me or hug me. Ooh, we having disrespectful sex.
I can do that.
I want your disrespectful sex.
I'ma whoop your ass.
If I pull your wig off,
now,
I I'ma keep going. I'm trying to see what them braids look like under that sewing. I'm not your main. Don't care if you call the wrong name. Ooh, we having disrespectful sex.
I think I might like this.
I'm talking disrespectful sex.
Do I get a say in what we gonna do?
Disrespectful sex.
This is gonna be fun.
Give me your disrespectful sex.
Damn right I will.
I'm pulling up to your place, girl. I know you better have that safe word. Up to your place, girl. Have that safe word. Here it is.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Rubber baby buggy bumper. Rubber baby buggy bumper.
Rubber
the safe word is rubber baby buggy bumper.
Rubber baby bumper bunker.
Rubber baby buggy bumper. We having disrespectful sex. I don't want you to say it. No, disrespectful sex. Not like that mess in the movies. Disrespectful sex. I want your disrespectful sex.
Say the safe word.
Rubber baby buggy bumper.
See, that's it. I don't want you to say it right.
Rubber baby buggy bumper.
Because I want to keep going.
Keep messing that up.
Rubber baby buggy bumper.
Buggy bumper.
That's the safe word.
Rubber baby buggy bumper. Rubber baby buggy bumper.
Rubber baby buggy bumper.
Rubber baby buggy bumper.
Rubber baby buggy bumper.
That's the safe word. Rubber baby buggy bumper.
Rubber baby buggy bumper.
Rubber baby buggy bumper.
Rubber baby buggy bumper.
We having disrespectful sex. We making disrespectful sex. I'm talking disrespectful sex. Disrespectful sex.
Where my bat at? Whoop your ass.
Available now on iTunes. You can download that song at We Make Hits Volume 2 is out now on iTunes and everywhere you get music.
No, seriously, it's on iTunes.
It really is on iTunes. It really is. No album. No album on that.
It's more hip-hop. It's more hip-hop in the morning. Morning this is No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you Black Smart? Let's see the game. On Are You Black Smart?
It's your boy Zaytoven from Con City.
Zaytoven from Con City. All right, Zaytoven from Con City. You're going to play Black Smart. We're going to give you three questions. If you get two or three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you do not, we are taking that hood black car.
Bruh, let's get it.
You got three categories. Jessica has a category number one.
Our favorite fictional couples.
What? Burpee has a category number two.
Black culture.
What? Larry has a category number three. Name that label. Name that record label.
What? Let's go name that record label.
Name that record label. This record label is the home of the City Girls, Migos, Lil Yachty, and Lil Baby.
Hey, what is QC?
You got it, big dog. You got it. You got it, big dog.
Let's go.
You want the same category or would you like another one?
Man, let's stay in that same category.
All right. This label is the home of Moneybag Yo, Big Boogie, Black Youngster, and Yo Gotti.
What is CMG?
Well, that boy, that Black Smart. That boy, that Black Smart.
You won.
Your mama, your daddy was a MG. Your daddy's DNA. Your mama, your daddy was a MG.
Black Smart, and because you are Black Smart, we're sending you to the PNC Music Pavilion on Sunday, May 29th, to check out Nick Cannon's Wildin' Out Live. It's going down. You're going to be in the building. Now tell everybody what station hooked you up.
Old Power 98.
Hello, Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's Club for new hip-hop and R&B. Y'all know what time it is, boys. 9:30 in the city. It's time to find out what's trending.
Trending topic. Every day we trending, yeah. Press to play, we trending, yeah. 98 no limit, yeah. Everything be trending, yeah. Every day we trending, yeah. Press to play, we trending, yeah. 98 no limit, yeah. Everything be trending. You know we run the streets, that's a hashtag, yeah. New hip hop and R&B, that's a hashtag, yeah. Power 98 the plug, know we stamp that. If it's trending, then you know we on it, that's that, yeah.
Trending topics being brought to you by The Hive. Boy, y'all know every Friday night, boys, live at The Hive, 300 North College Street. Ladies, get in free till 11:30. Drink specials all night. Reserve your VIP right now at 7rooms.com. Log on to power98fm.com for more information. Jessica, what you got trending over there?
This is not a drill, people. Harold's Chicken is coming to Charlotte. The popular chain is going to be opening in the university area in June. It's going to serve, of course, their fried chicken with their signature mild sauce. It's also going to have a full bar, a hookah bar, and new to this location, they're going to have a weekend brunch. If you all want to read more about that and find out the address for the new location for Harold's Chicken, go to our website, power98fm.com. I have all the details waiting for you there.
Oh, that's dope. But Harold's is dope.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
I mean, we went there in Chi-Town. Yeah. I wasn't scared to go to Harold's. But it was.
It's because we went in the daytime.
Right. You're right.
Yeah, okay.
People down in the daytime, too.
And it was close to downtown.
It don't matter. Exactly. They still down in the daytime. All right, what you got over there, Trendy Burns?
So, Candy Burns and Lil Jon were on the show with Andy Cohen. And Andy Cohen was asking him who would be who in the Versus battle. He asked Jay-Z and Kanye. He asked Snoop Dogg and Diddy. And then he asked...
I'm curious if that conversation is coming from Andy, but go ahead.
And then he asked who would win in the Versus battle, Escape or Destiny's Child? And Candy and Lil Jon said Escape would beat Destiny's Child in the Versus battle.
I don't know now, Burp. You got Escape got some hits now.
They don't have 20. They have 20 songs that their fans would know, but they don't have 20 hits the way Destiny's Child got 20 hits. I guarantee that. I would say this.
If they put in records that they wrote, that they also wrote, and you put their songs in, and then, bro, they got enough.
I think that also fandom from back when Escape was around and when they were first coming up, and fandom today is different, right? You have a lot of lot of people listening to Escape. There were a lot of Escape fans. Think about it. They are coming out years later and people are flooding to their concerts. And they're singing every song that they're doing on stage.
Yeah. I'd love to see it.
They did 7 songs and had 3 wardrobe changes.
But every single one of those seven songs you were singing along to, and there are more.
Maybe 5.
There are songs that they left off.
Destiny's Child. I mean, if you take out Beyonce though, and you just go straight Destiny's Child.
What?
Give me 5 right now.
What?
Give me 5.
Take out Destiny's Child. I mean Beyonce. Yeah. What you mean take out Beyonce?
Like if you're not just Beyonce singles.
Yeah. Yeah.
Only Destiny's Child.
Only Destiny's Child.
Survivor, okay. Bills. Nope.
Who?
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Okay.
That's 3. Soldier.
Okay. Yeah. You see how you doing?
If you want me, I can see it in your eyes.
Exactly, Bert. Exactly.
That's just, I don't know off the top of my head, but I know that they got way more hits.
You are assuming or you know?
No, they got way more hits.
Now, I would say
these are facts.
I would say chart wise, yes. Like you know, if you talk about you know songs that went top 10 and stuff like that, yes. But you talking about just like Jessica said, when you talk about fandom, this would be a good battle. I think this would be a good.
And if you're only doing Escape songs, the group Escape,
yes,
and you're only doing the group Destiny's Child,
right?
I think that this could be a good battle.
Yeah, I think so too.
Really, just the groups?
Yeah, yes. Just the groups.
Escape ain't got but 2 albums.
That's all you need.
But Escape's albums, like you could listen to it from top to bottom, Bert.
Yeah, but
You can listen to it from top to bottom.
Traces on my lipstick. And I don't even like R&B like that. But I know them.
Just kicking it.
Tonight. Oh, that's one of my favorites.
My Little Secret. Come on. You can listen to those songs from top to bottom.
Yeah. My turn to story is Walmart. You know, Walmart had put out some ice cream for Juneteenth. And, you know, it had like a Juneteenth theme to it. They put it out. And they had put it on the shelves. Well, now they said, they got so much backlash on social media that they said they're going to remove the ice cream. Y'all, what y'all think about this? Y'all thought it was a bad idea? I really didn't think it was a bad idea. I liked it. I mean, I wasn't mad at it. You mad at it, Jessica?
I can understand the concern. I wouldn't... monetizing off of...
Okay, well, you say it like that.
I was looking up the hits.
Juneteenth. They did a Juneteenth ice cream.
And also, because they also sell the ice cream, and they were selling plates, and they were selling napkins, and the napkin said, it's the freedom for me. Wait, what are we doing?
I mean, I think it was
it's the freedom. Who says that?
I mean, you know,
everybody that's black says.
Yeah, do.
It's the freedom for me.
It's yeah. something
for me. Yeah, I get it, where that was going, but I get it both ways. Now that you say that, but I mean, I think that was trying.
It's
that was
the
trying.
Freedom for
you know,
me.
Because you know, Juneteenth just became a national holiday. Mm-hmm. I think they was trying to show love to the national holiday.
I understand.
So I'm not mad at the ice cream.
I love the way that Target does their branding during Black History Month. They take actual black creators and big them up and sell their products and that. And it not only does the money go back into them, but it also puts these black creators on the forefront. You might not have ever heard of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so it's a way to recognize their brand as well. I like that.
I got you.
What's the story behind this? Because this was Great Value brand.
Yeah. Okay.
Great Value.
Yeah, Great Value.
You made the Juneteenth?
Yeah.
They made Great
Value. Oh, hell no. Great Value can't do it.
So that's why I say.
Queen Dodge, man. I can't
lie. I wanted you to... No Living Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Y'all know what it is, but it's your Madhouse question of the day. We do it each and every morning at 6 a.m. Play your responses back right now. Jessica, what was that question today?
We were asking, which one do you prefer, hard or soft pretzels?
85% of Madhouse Nation said soft pretzels.
85%?
Said soft pretzels.
I got 90% to 10% soft.
Okay.
Hard. I got 80%.
Which one do your people like, soft or hard, Bernie?
They like it hard.
No, I got 86 to 14, soft.
Soft.
They like it soft, too.
Yeah, they like their pretzels.
And Kai, what do you like, soft
or
hard?
Their pretzels medium swole.
And Kai, what do you like, soft or hard?
Soft pretzels. You like soft pretzels? Good answer,
and Kai. And Kai likes soft.
He like it soft. Jessica, you like it soft?
I hate to say both. You know, I can work with both.
You like soft and hard pretzels?
Okay. Make it work.
Okay.
Make it work?
So you can get with the question, how you do it? Huh? You can answer the question, how they can find it and stuff.
That's not even, we already asked it. You like salt on your pretzel?
Salt or unsalted? I work with what's given to me.
You work with whatever's given?
Yeah.
Okay.
I ain't make it work.
That's good that you can make it work.
What about you? You like a little salt on yours?
Nah, I don't lie. I like mine with cinnamon.
Cinnamon? Hard as salt. Hard as salt.
On the plane, if you like your pretzel sweet.
You like it sweet. Hold on,
lady. You like sweet pretzel?
I like it.
What's going on right now?
I like it.
Butterfingers, soft or hard?
Pretzels.
Butter. Salt
butter. Pretzels.
Jesus. You'll eat pretzels now, butter? Now you'll eat pretzels.
No, I don't eat
that bread. Complete your morning routine. Turn up the hip hop. We roll up slow moments when you ask how my day go. Pour up a phone out of blueberry. It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.